Condoms for first graders? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Condoms for first graders was the way the story was played on talk radio. Condom distribution policy starting in elementary school at Provincetown, Massachusetts, said one headline. Massachusetts town says yes to condoms. Public school sex gone wild, said one commenter. What on earth does a six-year-old need to know about sex education, much less condoms? When I was six, I was watching Sesame Street, playing with dolls, and daydreaming about my next candy bar. And yes, it turns out to be absolutely true. The school committee of the Provincetown School District did vote 4-0 to allow even elementary students to receive free condoms without the knowledge of their parents. Even Governor Deval Patrick was outraged enough to urge the superintendent to revise the policy. And then I read the original Boston Globe article, which includes an interesting detail. The condom policy was in fact designed not to apply to first graders, but to fifth and sixth graders, of which there are exactly 17 in Provincetown. 17! In fact, the entire public school system of Provincetown, which consists of exactly two schools, had a total enrollment of 152 children preschool through grade 12. Enrollment is so low, the high school will close in 3 years. Condoms for first graders? Public school sex ed gone wild? The headline should be, condom policy, stunning success, lack of reproduction closes down entire school. Now this.